Hello, my name is Laura Gerringer Bass. I started out in the world as Laura Gerringer, and most of my books were written under that name. Then I married Tony Bass and had two wonderful sons, Adam and Ethan Bass. I decided since my children's names were Bass, I would add it to my author name. When I was growing up, my mother called me Laura Schnora. In Yiddish, Schnora means a beggar who plays an instrument. It's you who play as an instrument, I reminded him. I was referring to the piano lessons he received as the first child and the only boy. You're the schnorer, I said. My parents raised us to work hard so that when folks sometimes confused my name with Laurel, I associated the error with my mother shaking her head disapprovingly at the mention of someone who had achieved a little bit of fame and had decided to rest on his laurel. It's not Laurel, it's Laura, I say. Resting on your laurels, no matter what you had accomplished, was a bad thing in my parents' code of how to live your life. There was always more to be done, and more after that. When I was a kid, people used to misspell Gerringer by adding an H to it because of the famous baseball player, Charlie Gerringer, one of the greatest second basemen of all time. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame the year after I was born. The name Bass is derived from the Old English word bass, meaning short, but my husband's family is tall and I measure 6 feet in my socks. I guess the best way to remember Bass is by thinking of the fish. When I'm leaving my name to reserve a table in restaurants, I often say, Bass, you know, like the fish. So how can you remember my name? Laura, not Laurel, Gerringer, not the baseball player. And Bass, like the fish.